you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The following is a paid program.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon, everybody. My name, Rich Orris, and I am a home consultant with Mosby Building Arts and your host of Right at Home with Rich for the next hour. Right now, we got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about the reasons to have Mosby design your dream project. One of my guests today, one of Mosby's own elite designers, Jake Spurgeon, is with me today, and I'm very excited today to have Jake on because, well, one, it's been a while, but we've been working together for many years now, and we have a client that we've worked with together, and they're just about to complete their fifth project. Yeah, I said fifth project with us, and I cannot wait to share some of the stories about what we've done for them and how happy they are. So I want to go over that for sure, but don't forget, halfway through the show, I will unveil my right-at-home hack. You won't want to miss this one. And if you call in today, ask your question on the air. Again, you will be eligible for that $25 Stefanina's gift card. That will get you one awesome dinner for two. The number you need, get ready to write it down, 314-241-9797. Give us a call. Ask a question on the air. Make sure you leave us your phone number so we can contact you if you are the big winner, and we'll do that next week. So I say let's get at it. Let's get this thing going. What do you say, Jake? How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself, sir?
Awesome, man. Feeling great. I do gotta say it's a little bit weird because I was on vacation, and then I got to mention the whole Blues thing because, you know, what did they do again?
You know, they might have won, a cup or
something. Yeah, like that cup. That's right. And so the parade, like, shut down. So,
oh, yeah.
So wasn't on the air for the parade and everything. Streets were blocked. Garage was closed. So it's been, like, 3 weeks.
Well, that's a good reason.
I was wondering if I'd remember even how to do this, you know? It's been so long. And then I get here, and there's a new phone with new buttons and new way. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I haven't been here in a year.
Curveballs all day long.
That's right. So hopefully the calls will go well. Again, a reminder, give us a call. You can get in on that gift card. Any questions, designing your house, doing anything design build, anything design wise, or any thoughts you might have or questions you might have about, you know, designing something, give me and Jake a call. We'll have everything for you today. 314-241-9797 again. So, but I did want to get into, I wanted to kind of start off with our next seminar, because the last one we had was while I was gone, and we've got a kitchen seminar coming up on July 13th, which is coming on strong here pretty fast. It's at Roth Living. It'll be at 10:30 a.m., but this one's kind of special because it's like a special event, and there's a lot going on there. So in addition to what we're going to be doing, all the attendees will be treated to the Roth Living showroom tour, and there's lunch and more. So there's like a whole schedule of stuff that's going on. So it can actually start, we start at 10:30, but it can start at 9 a.m. with breakfast. 9:30 is the showroom tour. At 10 a.m., the Roth Living chef will do a presentation. And then at 10:30, Mosby will do our kitchen presentation. And then from 11:30 to 12 is lunch. So it's kind of like a nice big, you know, long event there. That Roth Living Place is awesome. If you are thinking about a kitchen, this is the stuff to see. It's the place to be. And we just had an event at Top Golf Thursday night for our Champions Club. But we did a Champions Club event last year at that Roth Living. And can I just explain what that place is about and how it helps you with kitchen appliances and design and stuff?
Yeah, Roth Living, it's great to go see appliances, but to actually have so many units that are live, that you, what we call, they're plugged in, they're working, you can cook on them, you can get in-house training on how to use the different features. And, you know, when individuals buy appliances, they a lot of times think, I'm just going to get what I used to have before, but it just looks nicer. Well, there's so many tech and different features that you can do to make yourself a better cook or home chef, and to be able to use those every day and just make your life easier. But those, the live appliances and the showroom is set up beautifully to be able to see the different vignettes and what they have.
Yeah, it's a really neat place. And honestly, you know, appliances is definitely one of those areas where it's worth the investigation to find out what they do, what benefits they have, and really talk to a professional about what you do and how you cook and everything. You may want to do something, and there may be something out there that could actually help make that easy for you. And you can say, oh, I've always tried this, and you know, it just never works out for me. Well, if you don't have the right simmer setting on a gas stove or, you know, how that stuff really works, then, you know, it can literally make you a better cook.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just worth the investigation. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people will be like, I'm fine with the regular stuff and I don't do nothing special. But, you know, you just never know what you might learn and find out about what you would do. And, you know, then it probably be a place you splurge a little where you're like, you know what, that is neat. And I really think I would use that. And that's where you, you know, put some of that extra money to get to some of those really cool things. So there's a lot to learn on appliances, and it kind of falls into that teamwork too, you know, where, you know, I know a lot about construction. I've learned a lot about appliances through you guys and doing these designs and working with you and, you know, putting kitchen designs together and stuff. And, but what you've probably learned, you know, from that appliance professional and going to a place like that and really having that person that focuses on that is, you know, a huge benefit in my mind.
Yeah, it's fantastic to work with these, with Roth Living especially, because you have the chance to, you know, not just buy an appliance, but, you know, they actually have reps for those appliances that can come to your home and provide a training, not only either at the showroom, but in your home after it's installed.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal, because who's going to read the manuals?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and you know, I've talked about this a couple times, but if you don't really, you know, do that investigation, you don't really learn, and you don't pick things that will help you or whatever. So, you know, I had a client years ago that we were trying to fix an issue with their downdraft, and I had one of the appliance guys with me looking at it. We were trying to come up with a plan on, you know, how to fix what went wrong when this other company installed it. And he was looking at her double oven, and he was like, man, and you know, the homeowner came in, and he's like, that is the top of the line double oven. He goes, that thing's, it's got a cookbook in it. You can do all this stuff. He's explaining all this stuff to this homeowner that this thing would do. And he's like, did they come out and do a demo and really teach you how to use this double oven? And she said, no, you know, I don't really bake. And we were both kind of like, oh, okay. You know, like, so yeah, you probably didn't have a lot of conversations on what you do in the kitchen with a designer or an appliance specialist, because they might have recommended a single or maybe a double that's just simpler but looks just as nice, because if you're buying it because you want the look of that, and so, you know, then maybe you could pay less and have the same look. I don't know. But yeah, we were both kind of like, all right then. nice, you know. So going through that and picking out and learning about them and letting us learn about what you do, I think is the key that really gets to what people are going to know and love and use and stuff like that. So I want to get way more into that with our client that we've done five jobs for now. I've got a couple audio clips of them, some great stuff coming up. So I think we'll get into our first break here. And stay tuned and give us a call, 314-241-9797. I'm working on the women. Oh, man, I love this tune. A little information out about me. Poison is absolutely, that's like my band. I grew up in the 80s. They were everything. They were the thing for then. It always just jazzes me up when I hear that. So thanks, Eric. Good
pick. Of
course,
we got a lot of Poison in the playlist here.
So. All right, yeah. Awesome. Gotta love it. So I've been dying to get to this. So we had, Jake, we had our event Thursday night.
We did.
Top Golf. Man, was that a lot of fun, too. And it, you know, you didn't have to play golf. You don't have to be a golf player for our event. We were, you know, there was food and drinks, and we had a room that we could be in, and we've had a seminar there, one or two there that they do in the rooms and stuff. But it was a lot of fun, you know, hitting some golf balls, having some laughs with clients. And this is really that relationship, you know, of building with clients. And, you know, when you do the right thing and you're easy to work with and you make things, you know, go really well and you do that throughout the whole process, it can just be such a pleasurable experience for everyone, for us, for the client, you know, across the whole board. And so this is this particular client. So what we did was we sat down with them and we did a video, and we make some videos like this of, you know, some of these experiences so that people can really see and hear, you know, from these clients. And we've got a bunch of them on YouTube. If you search, you know, YouTube Mosby, you'll find some of these different videos, and we got educational stuff and exterior stuff and all this other stuff. But so we were recording this video and just talking about the process and the different projects. And so we're just wrapping up their master bathroom. And this is the fifth project that we've done for this client. Fourth at their house. The first was at his office. He's a veterinarian, and I was out there years ago. They had a new roof put on, caused all sorts of leaks. They did everything wrong. They didn't tie it into the walls right. It was an old kind of historic building, so we had to do a whole bunch of work. It was really more wall leaks, but we had to do new roofing and everything to tie everything in right. It's a shame when you got to do things twice because it wasn't done right, but, you know, got everything right, and now we're in their house, and we've been doing kitchen. We did the powder room, the bar, and the living room flooring throughout, hall bath upstairs, and now the master bath. So when we were talking to him, we were talking about how, you know, easy it is to work with Mosby. And I got a clip here, Eric, if you could just play that real quick. And this was kind of their response about working with us.
Everybody's just so good and easy and fun to work with. I mean, that makes such a difference. You know, you have people in your house all day long for a long time, but everybody's just so courteous about being neat and tidy and respectful of all of my animals.
Yeah, he's a veterinarian, so they have, what, four cats and a dog? Two dogs?
Well, they had two.
Or they had two, and
they
that's right.
They have one dog now, and I believe they only have two, maybe three cats.
Yeah, I think, it's probably at least three. There's a few animals there, to say the least. Of course, I'm sure being a veterinarian, things just pop up, and they kind of go, well, somebody should help this. You know, it's near and dear to both their hearts. But the great thing is, you know, training that through the field, so it's not just the designing process, but that does help get things together and get things right. You know, get it ready for the field, but having the field guys really on the same page as us and wanting to do things right and make it the best and work with them in such a pleasurable experience throughout that whole process. So after they had talked, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, Jake.
Oh, that's okay.
You got to love it. Jake's my favorite for this. He's so good, it doesn't matter. So after they had kind of talked about that, Rebecca had turned and asked me, she said, so what was so easy and why was it so great working with them? And I was like, oh, wow, okay. So what do you really think about, you know, what was so great and easy about working with that particular client?
She had very, very great ideas on kind of an inspiration photos on what she wanted to achieve. And it was fantastic to work with them because they were willing to go outside the box. They didn't want to do the cookie cutter design and everything that you see on, you know, HGTV, but willing to move outside that into some really fun products and just that wow factor that everybody is always afraid to do because they're like, oh, it might not look good in a few years. That's why I loved working with them so much.
Yeah. Yep. And I was pretty much, you know, on the same page, you know, and kind of explaining that, I think sometimes clients literally, they let their minds and their thoughts deprive themselves of some things they might really love. And they think, oh, well, but yeah, if we went to sell or if we did this or if we did, you know, I just don't know. And
design is personal. It's such a, you know, a visceral reaction that an individual has to a space. And you don't design for guests. Don't design for the next homeowner. You know, if you're going to be there for a few years, design for you. You should love that space at just as much from the first day until whenever.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, pretty much right where I took it was like, you know, having somebody that's willing to do that and knows they're going to stay in their home. And it's like, I want what I want. And, you know, it's just, we're going to make it neat. We're going to make it for us. I think it's great. And it's so much fun. And the other part that I kind of, we talked about a little bit more was for the field, because, you know, I used to be in the field. I used to mm-hmm. build this stuff. And, you know, it's neat when you get to build things and it's kind of like, man, I'm leaving a mark. I'm showing like this is you accomplished something. You feel really good about it. But when you do so many, like you said, cookie cutter or, you know,
same stuff,
different colors. Oh, make it look like everybody else. We want to keep it neutral. That's got to be like probably your least favorite word in the world, right?
Beige and brown.
Let's keep it neutral, you know? And it's like, well, unless you're a neutral person and that's the only thing you can handle, why? You know, why would you do that? And so even for the field guys to be able to put in some challenging tile that's crazy and is going to be so unique and so cool, mm-hmm. you know, that when you're done, even the field guys are like, this is great. And what she was kind of, what they were explaining was when Kevin, our plumber, came back mm-hmm. To do some of the work. And of course he was there, you know, roughing in the wall, hanging toilets with all this complicated plumbing and stuff. But then he comes back after all the tiles in and all this different stuff. And she said he literally stopped in his tracks when he walked in that bathroom. Mm. And went, wow. He's like, that is really cool. You know, so when you get to do that, even as a field personnel,
yeah,
it's just so cool. You know, so it's exciting for us to get to design and accomplish the dream and the goals and, you know, all that cool stuff. But it's so neat for them to be able to do that and you know.
We can still take, you know, with design, if somebody really wants to keep things pretty neutral and timeless, you know, there's still ways to dress that up. But they were fantastic to work with. You can still have your vanilla ice cream, but we're going to put chocolate sauce and sprinkles on top of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that relationship building, you know, the different stuff. So I'd ask everybody out there that's done work, that has contractors and all this different stuff. Is there people that you've used that you like so much you would use 5 times? Have you gone out to dinner with them and their wives and just had an enjoyable time outside of the project and the working, and just to hang out and kind of celebrate, because that's the type of stuff that, you know, after working for so long, that's the relationship that we've developed with them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
as a homeowner, you want somebody in your court that you are not hesitant to call and just either A, chat with, or B, ask a simple question.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's fun to get those calls and check up with people.
Yep. Yep. So we're about to get stuck into our hard break here, but we love Poison. Don't go away. The Ride at Home hack will be coming up. And feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. Any questions for Jake, call in. All right, we are back. We are having a great time rolling through it. If you have any questions about any type of project, any concerns, anything design, today is your day to get with our designer, Jake Spurgeon. He can help answer any of your questions, give you any advice, anything. Give us a call, 314-241-9797. We'd love to hear from you, and you get the chance at that Stefanina's gift card. Great dinner for two, $25 gift card. So get in on that. Make sure you leave us a number so when you're the winner, we can give you a call next week, get your information, and just send that card out to you. So I think without further ado, I'm going to get right into my Rich's Ride at Home hack here. And Jake, you're probably really going to love this one. It's kind of funny, but so it is pool noodle hacks. And let me explain.
I have a lot of those at my house.
Exactly. And let me explain kind of how this came about. This is probably really going to be the fun part of it, truthfully, is so every year when we go on vacation, we went down to Destin, we rent a house, there's a pool. We do it with like three different families, and we bring all these pool toys, and we have a pool noodle. We name our toys. So his name was Cornelius, and it was actually a seahorse. So it's like a seahorse head. There was a little seat in the middle, and then there was kind of like a seahorse tail, so you could sit on this thing. We had this thing for years, and it broke in half.
Oh, no.
And we're like, oh, we couldn't even find a new Cornelius, nothing that decorative or anything. And we're like, what do we do with this noodle? And it kind of made me think, you know, there is a lot of things. I've kind of heard this, so we should find some of these out. So my top 10 list of what you can do with an old pool noodle, and 10. Some of these are even more. Oh, there's like hundreds. I got to limit this because we only got an hour.
Oh, Lord.
So number one. I kind of dig this one, was you could cut it, put it on the front edge of your paint tray, put little slits in it. It can hold your tools, keep your brushes and roller and stuff from falling down into the actual paint in the bottom of the tray. That was kind of cool.
Well, yeah.
You can tidy up your extension cords, cut a slit in them, and when you're storing extension cords like Christmas, stuff like that, you slip them in there. No more cords that are all tangled and that stuff. You can protect your car door on the wall of your garage, cut it in half, attach it along the wall of the garage. This is the one I need to do with Cornelius because our wall is totally tore up on my wife's side over there from the kids getting in and out of the car. That's got to be yours too. Well, you got a van. Do you? No, you don't have a van, do you?
She drives an SUV.
Okay, yeah. So,
but
yeah.
No, yeah, the wall is dinged.
Unless you
up.
Got the sliding door, you're going to be tearing up your wall. Yeah. So another thing you can do is you can cut it and wrap it around the bottom of a drafty door, and it'll DIY draft dodger, cut off drafts if you got a gap at the bottom of the door. So you can use it on counters and coffee tables and fireplaces, cut it around sharp edges, make baby bumpers, very easy to remove when guests are coming and stuff. Another thing I thought was kind of cool is if you wear boots, you can just cut them to length of your boots and stuff them in your boot. It'll keep your boots straight, store them right, keep them looking neat and everything year round. They call it a boot tree, but this would be like an easy, cheap, free one. So you can get rid of creases on your pants with pool noodles. So on your drying racks or your hangers, you could just slip it right over when your pants hang over.
It'll
get rid of the folded crease and everything. So you can also cut and wrap the pool noodle around the feet of your bed, like underneath your bed, or any furniture legs that you stub your toes on sometimes like that.
That's the most painful thing in the world.
And it's always at like 5:30 in the morning when you're getting ready to leave for vacation or something, and you're kind of frantic. You got a plane to catch or something. Always when that happens. So another one is you can cut and install in the back of your kitchen drawer to keep your drawer organizers from sliding around in the drawer. So if you've got like your silverware drawer organizer, and every time you close your drawer, mm-hmm. it slides towards the back, you can cut them and wedge all that stuff in there real nice and neat. And last but not least, my favorite, we had the first day of summer just yesterday. I'm very hopeful that this will have to come into play at some point this summer when the rain stops, is you can make a floating cooler just out of like a little Tupperware bin, and you cut and wrap these around the top edges, put some ice in the container, and just float the cooler around the pool, and it literally probably costs you about $3 to make.
Like a Rubbermaid container?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is a pretty cool idea. And yeah. It has a lid.
Yep. Because so they make floating coolers, but I'm sure they're,
expensive.
You can put your cups on the side and stuff. But yeah, just float that thing around the pool. Hopefully we're going to get to use that this summer. They're talking like 90 degrees today, but I don't know if that's actually truly going to happen. Yeah. We got to have the rain stop.
I'm going to make that cooler. Point.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So that was definitely, last but not least, my favorite of Rich's Right at Home hacks. So I do these every week, come up with something. If you have any thoughts or ideas or something you might want to inject in that, you can let me know. You can find some of this on my Facebook. If you look up Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook, you can go back in 97.1's playlist. Look up my show and go back in shows and hear some of them. Hopefully it's a lot of great information. So I think real quick, we're going to get to our first call for today. We got Tim on the line. Tim has a question for us. Are you there, Tim?
Hi, Rich. How are you doing? Good afternoon.
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Well, the reason I was calling, Rich, so I've got my original in my kitchen. It's got the original cabinets. What's the pros and cons of like the replacing the cabinets or the cabinet refacing, please?
You have any thoughts on that, Jake?
Yeah, I have a few questions. There's a few pros and cons to those. One being, I always, when clients ask us about refacing cabinets, I always say, well, how are the drawer glides and the drawer boxes doing? You know, is the ball bearings working? Are the wheels working on those? Because in typical refacing, we're going to be keeping that drawer box and those drawer glides. If the drawers are wore out, then it's probably time to just do all new cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if the what we call the carcass or the box of the cabinets are in good shape, they're not peeling, they're not falling apart, then that's a great refacing candidate.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're starting to have to rebuild cabinets, replacing drawer glides, replacing drawer boxes with material and labor to do that, you're almost at the cost of just all new cabinets.
Okay.
You're right there.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other thing I would say, Tim, to just interject in that is, thinking about lasting value, you got to kind of examine how long am I going to be in this house? What am I really really looking to get out of it? And lasting value and things like that. And done improperly or not well, which, these things happen in our industry, unfortunately, all the time. Then, like I was kind of talking about my client with the roof. He got a new roof. He thought my roof should be fine. Why is everything leaking? And we had to redo the whole thing. So done not great, it may not last very long.
Mm-hmm.
And you may find issues with it, possibly down the road. Or, and then when you look back and they're like, no, it only had a 5-year warranty or blah, blah, and you're looking back at those cabinets again, it's worth just thinking about that situation, seeing what the price differences are, and really making a good educated decision on how much value am I looking to get out of this.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Rich.
Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yep. appreciate it. And it's definitely probably one of the most popular questions we get all the time in kitchens, and, you know, in should they buy cabinets? You know, what should they really do? And I always try and look towards that longevity, lasting value. What kind of warranty? How well? You know, because even though it doesn't seem too terribly bad, you surely don't want to do that and end up needing to work on your cabinets 5 years later or something. That's not where you want to be.
And typically when we have clients ask us about refacing, we'll typically do a design that is a refaced option, and then also one that is replacement. Because when you reface, you're not getting a chance to move stuff around.
Yeah.
You like your footprint. You really enjoy where items are at, but you're just, maybe you have an oak kitchen and you want it to be white.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, typically is something that we'll look into.
Yep. So let's get into our final break here. And when we come back, I want to talk about and go over a little bit the reasons to hire Mosby and why our clients hire Mosby. All right. This is it. Last chance. We got about 9 minutes. If you have anything for myself or Jake, you can get in on that gift card real quick. Give us a call with your question, 314-241-9797. But right now, I think I'll start out. Let's get back to that client. Five jobs. I try and express this all the time, how great it is to work with happy clients, to not be at a company that is putting out fires all the time and issues all the time and, you know, just running around to mad clients. And I've lived that with other companies years in my past. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about why work for Mosby with this too, because, like, I've been here, it'll be 18 years. How long have you been here? Like seven or
five?
Oh, five. Okay. Yeah. So they go fast.
Thank you though.
Yeah. Well, it feels like it's been forever. But no, it's a great place to be, not just for the clients, but for the workers too. But, if we can, Eric, I want to play the audio clip from Thursday night of what my client said about why hire Mosby, if we can get that going.
Hire them. You'll never be sorry. You know, you'll be so ecstatic and pleased because, again, you've got to work together to get it done. And, you know, even if, like I said, the plans are what they are, but it's like, oh, when I see it, I need it changed. There's never any problem. And any little issues that come up are resolved like that. There's not, well, you said you wanted this, and that's what we're going to have to do. That's just not what it is. They want you to be happy.
So, and one of the cool things, too, were, you know, because they were kind of talking about, it's like a working progress. Even once the job starts and you start to see it, the guys out in the field understand, and, you know, you may adjust things, or you may say, oh, is that wall tall enough? Or, you know, adjust the height of that half wall or something. We're willing to do that. We have the desire to get that right for you. And they were talking about one of their kids that was having work done in another state or whatever. And so we've put in three wall hanging, or all their wall hanging toilets, all the toilets in their house.
Yeah,
we did. There's a hall bath was too. That's right.
Every single
toilet. So three wall-hanging toilets. And real quick, what's some of the benefits of that wall-hanging toilet?
Well, some of the great stuff is it takes that tank and actually builds it into the wall. So, and some people think, oh, I can't access it. It's like, no, actually there is access to it from the buttons that you would press the flush. That comes off and you can access parts. But it gets it off the ground, so it's easy to clean under, really, with mopping and wiping stuff up. And it makes the bathroom bigger. It increases your floor space. I mean, think of that 6 or 7 inches you're saving by just having the bowl mounted to the wall.
Yeah. So their kids see this and everything. They absolutely love it. They're having remodeling done at their house, and so they go back and they say, hey, how much would it cost to put in a wall-hanging toilet? And they said, oh, yeah, no, we can't do that. That was their answer.
Just no?
Just no. Right. Won't happen. They're not getting it. Won't even discuss it. And it is. It's a harder process. Usually your plumbing stacks might be back there, so you got to move some things around. We had to do it at their house. It is very common. You know, it is something you will pay a little bit for, but the benefits are awesome.
Well, that's a shame.
Isn't it?
It's a big shame. It just takes a little bit of planning, a little bit of slight framing modification,
exactly.
Maybe a little bit of plumbing modification, but it's not super complicated.
Yep, and maybe once you find out everything, you go, well, you know what, that is kind of too much. I'm fine, normal. I don't, you know, but it's about it making those educated decisions and everything. But, you know, working with people, how Scott Mosby has directed this company and, you know, just made it a great place to work on our half. So we have tons of people that have been here for years and years, mm-hmm. project managers, everybody throughout. And, you know, it just makes it enjoyable for us.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's the processes that we've put in place to, you know, we tell clients that if they just want to remodel, then that's different. But if they want a whole process that, you know, certain steps are taken ahead of time, because it's not just about the destination. It's about planning for the journey itself, and then, you know, getting to that end product.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about that process too for a minute, because we talk all the time, and we've been over it, and I've been over it with you several times on our whole design build process. We can show you, like you were saying, we could show you some cabinets where they're new. We can show you some refaced. We can show you a version where they're painted. We can do, you know, all these different types of designs and stuff. But sometimes, and what people might not be well aware of, is sometimes it can be a simpler process.
Oh, yeah.
It can be a one step. It can be a one design if you pretty much think you know. You know, so kind of explain some of that process and how we can simplify, you know, and get them into something a little easier, a little quicker.
Yeah, we typically want to get, we have some clients that they just have no idea what they want. And maybe they want us to create more than one option or more than one design. But a lot of times, you've lived in your space for a long time. You really know what you want. What do you want that end product to look like? So we'll ask a lot more questions up front conceptually about products and kind of laying stuff out in the space instead of on paper, kind of walking through what that design would look like. So we, you know, are only creating that kind of that one perfect design, instead of a whole slew of options.
Yeah. And that's kind of the theory in how we even came up with like Right Bath, and now we have Right Kitchen, mm-hmm. where, you know, if it's more pull and replace, it gets more into how do you make all the selections? How do you get through the rest of the process? And, you know, we still are going to pull permits. We still need, actually, I'm telling people, I have a lot of clients surprised. 5x8 bathroom, everything staying in the same location. We need a drawing so we can turn that in for permitting. It's a pretty simple drawing, but you know, so, oh gosh, 12, 15 years ago, we were, you know, looking design build to do a 5x8 bathroom. Cause how do you get through that process in an easy, convenient way with the help of the designer with selections and stuff? So you guys have helped us all mm-hmm. kind of put together selections that people can see and pick through and basically get through a design with someone like me, mm-hmm. where it's like, hey, these things go great together. And if you pick from these colors, and that'll kind of go with that. And we can help select and get through that on a much lighter design or no real design. And we'll just go back and get the measurements and do the drawings for mm-hmm. permits and get what we need. So, you know, I think a lot of people probably think maybe even complication if they're like, well, I don't want to call Mosby because I know what I want. Well, but we can get through all of that in many different ways. We don't have to do all these elaborate designs. We can totally simplify it.
And sometimes that's easier.
Oh, yeah.
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 It's easier for the design team to really kind of crank out that one option.
Yeah.
Even though we like to get creative. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, if you really know what you want, and we love to do that.
Okay, yeah. So, and that is just, I think it shows how we can work in several different ways for several different people because everybody needs something different. And, you know, we can get through the process. So I would invite anybody out there, if you want to be as happy as our client that's done, you know, five jobs or more, if you want to like the people working on your home, if you want to have people excited to see what they've done to your home and excited when they see the company name out front, you know, give Mosby a call. We can come out, take a look at your stuff. The phone number there, 314-909-1800. We can come out, check out anything residential. We can look at issues. We can look at kitchens, baths, whole house remodels, additions. We absolutely do everything. Jake, I want to thank you for coming on today.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure with you and had a lot of fun. And I want to announce that we got one phone call. So guess what, Tim? You are today's big winner. If you left a number, we'll get with you next week, get that gift card out to you. And I will look forward to talking to everybody next Saturday. Have a good week.
Get more at 971talk.com.